This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the need to surrender to God's approach. So when I talk about surrender, I've often referred to it as that three-legged stool, right? We know that we need to surrender to God's will, and then there's the opportunity to surrender to His timing. But that third leg, which is surrendering to His approach, is usually where my work really lies. And sometimes when things happen and then everything seems to be on course, I think no one did this but God. And I anticipate the next event to happen, and then it happens, and then I anticipate one more, and it doesn't happen. And now I'm in this quandary trying to figure out, well, why did all of these things happen and line up if the ultimate event has not taken place? And I was talking to a girlfriend the other day, and something dawned on me. I had a completely different perspective on things, which is I usually think if something doesn't happen, it's usually because of something I did or did not do. But the other way to see that is this is not about my approach as much as it's about God's approach. I am where I am because this is where He wants me to be at this time in my life, not because I didn't or did do something. And so that was really instructive to me. That's another way of surrendering to His approach. And I did not readily see that. The words that I use to teach me are, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, ask yourself, have you surrendered to God's approach?